بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله سيد صلى الله عليه وسلم. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentions in the Quran, إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إن لله أهلين من الناس. قيل من هم يا رسول الله؟ Respected elders and brothers, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah who's giving us opportunities, bounties, one after the other, so many bounties that they are countless. We should always thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will increase more in those bounties. Last time we mentioned about how much Quran, how much changes we can have in our life because of Quran's recitation. We also mentioned through different surahs how much benefit Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith, that when you read this surah, Allah will give you this. When you read that surah, Allah will do for you this. Just last time, Muhammad, he was mentioning, for those who read Surah Al-Dukhan on the night of Friday, Allah will forgive their sins. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in one of the hadith where he say, فَشَرُّ الْغَائِبِ يُنْتَظَرُ. He talks about Dajjal. So he said, فَشَرُّ الْغَائِبِ يُنْتَظَرُ. That Dajjal is the worst evil that we are waiting for. Among all different types of evils, Dajjal is the worst. The worst. There's no example. So bad that for most people who will meet Dajjal, they will fail. May Allah save us. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promises us that protection from Dajjal is also by reading Quran. Surah Al-Kahf. We read Surah Al-Kahf on Friday. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he promises us that there is protection in that. We all don't know what will our situation be when we are in the grave. The day when we are buried, when we go to the grave, we don't know how it will be. But also in hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, those who continuously will read Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak Alladhi Biyadihi Al-Mulk, they will be protected in their grave from the punishment. So the Quran is full of benefits, full of benefits. That's why we are always encouraging one another that we must keep reading Quran, because there's too much benefit in the Quran. We are correcting the common mistakes in different surahs. Inshallah, today we'll start with Idha Ja and see. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts with the surah, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha Ja'a Nasrullahi wal Fath. Now, at the end of this surah, at the beginning, one is mad. Idha ja, we need to pull that jim. Idha ja, that jim. But also before jim, there is dhal, which is not za, but is tha. But one of the very hard places to read it right, or to bring the proper way of reading it, is the end of this ayat. Wal fath. Because the last two letters is ta and ha. Ta is the second last letter. But on top of ta is what? Sakin. So you must read ta with jazm, with sukun, sakin. But at the same time also on ha, because you are stopping, is the last letter, it must also have sakin. Jazm. So two letters together, and they both have jazm on top. So to bring now the sound of ta and the sound of ha, that is very difficult. So a person must practice to bring the sound of ta and ha without changing anything in them. Because somebody might bring the sound of both of them, but at the same time he will put something on ta so that it can be easy for him to bring the sound of ha. But no, ta must come out with sakin and ha also. So it's not إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتُحِ. Not wal-fatuh. When you say wal-fatuh, it means you are putting dhamma, you are putting pesh. So it should be wal-fat, wal-fat, and you must bring the sound of ha. Wal-fat, wal-fat. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْ. Fat, 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 fat. That's how you bring it. You need practice. Slowly, slowly, inshallah, it will get better. In the second verse, there is a word that says, afwaja. You'll hear people reading it, afwaja. It's not afwaja. Waraaita an-nasa يَدْخُلُونَ يَدْخُلُونَ قَلْقَلَ on dal. يَدْخُلُونَ We shouldn't forget to read قَلْقَلَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجَ. So that father, it has a sakin. You'll hear people reading it أَفْوَاجَ. It's not أَفْوَاجَ. It's afwa, 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 afwaja. Wa ra'aita an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja, afwaja. So you read that hamza which has fatha, zabar on top, but after hamza is fa with sakin. Fasabbih. And it's not fasabbih. People will be reading fasabbih. Fasabbih bihamdi. It's not fasabbih. There is no be. There is no be. We mentioned last time that there is no a in Arabic. Of course, somebody might ask why we hear in different recitation, in different qira'at, among the sab'a qira'at, that there is a sound like A, you know, where they read different riwayat, they will say, like, for example, Sabbihisma Rabbika al-A'li, Alladhi khalaqa fasawwe. Why they read like this, if there is no A in Arab? So these are rules which they have their own way of explanation, but it doesn't mean there is an extra alphabet comes in Arabic in those recitations, no. The alphabet, they remain the same. A, E, U. There is no change in that. But in some places, certain places, not even specific rule, they're just chosen places, that in this place and this place and that place, you read it in this way. Just like in our recitation, which we call it Imam, the recitation of Imam Hafs, Ibn Asim. The way we read usually is the riwayah of Hafs. This is a recitation of Imam Hafs. So in our recitation, we don't have that A in the whole Quran except one place. In the 12th para, Allah says, وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرِيهَا. In this part, we read with the sound of A. Why we read like this? is this, this is how it was reported from the Sahaba radiallahu anhum till our time. That's how it was reported. So because this is how we heard from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the Sahaba, from Tabi'in, Tabi Tabi'in, until now, we'll continue to read that way. وَقَالَ ارْكَبُوا فِيهَا بِسْمِ اللَّهِ مَجْرَيْهَا وَمُرْسَاهَا. Beside this place, we don't have any sound of A in the whole Quran, in the riwayah of Imam Hafs. So, فَسَبِّحْ, and not فَسَبِّحْ. فَسَبِّي, ba has a kasra, zeer, فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Here also there is another hard touch. وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. After fa, there is what? After fa, there is ra. But on top of ra is what? Jazm, sakin. But there is another letter after ra also, which is ha. So you must read ra and ha with sakin, jazm. Two letters again, which is also difficult. It needs practice. So it's not wastaghfiru, firu. When you say firu, means you're putting pesh, dhamma on ra. So ra must be with sakin, jazm as usual. Even the sound must be like that. And ha also must be with jazm, sakin also. So it's wastaghfir, fir, fir. Because also the letter before ra got zer, kasra, which is fa. So the ra will come out empty mouth. Ra in that part is empty mouth. So fir, fir, fir. فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. That's how you pronounce it. Then, إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. That is the last verse. So this is how you read إِذَا جَاءَ. We'll go also quick with the next surah, which is Kafirun. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. The mudud in the Quran, we must always try our best to pull in the right duration. There is always mudud. Now we must read them accordingly. You know, mad, there is always mad, and the sign of mad is always visible. So whenever we see that mad, we must always try to pull, because that's how it should be. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. Now, here there is Hamza and Ayn, they come together. Hamza and Ayn, they come together. So the pronunciation, the makhraj of Hamza must be clear, and the makhraj pronunciation of Ayn must also be clear. So most of the time you'll hear people reading, La A'budu, A'budu. It's not A'budu. It's A'budu. La A'budu. Must first the sound of A must be clear, and Ayn also must be clear. And it's not La A'budu, A'budu, A'budu is wrong, because the sound of Ayn is not there at all. So it's A'budu, A'budu ma ta'budun. Again here, Ta with Ayn also, the sound of Ayn must be clear. Ta'budun. لا أعبد ما تعبدون. And then ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد. Again, Hamza and Ayn. These are the two letters, and the sound of both of them they can mix. If a person doesn't focus on the right pronunciation, Alif and Ayn, Hamza and Ayn. And then the next ayat is وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدْ. أَعْبُدْ. And especially this surah, when a person is reading by head, he must really focus, because some the ayats, they keep repeating almost the words, they sound the same. So if you don't focus, you can mix the ayats. You know, when you're in Hibs class, they call this mutashabihat. Means the ayat which are, they have similarities. They sound the same almost. That's what you find in Qul ya al-kafirun. And the next ayat is wala ana abidun. Ana. Wala ana abidun. That word there. Wala ana abidun. Noon, it has fatha on top, zabar, so it must be clear. Wala ana abidun. And also all these ghunnas which we see around it, we must also try to stretch them. Wala ana abidum, abidum. That sound. Abidumma. It's not abidumma, abidumma. No. Abidumma abattum. Now this last word, abattum. After ba, which letter comes there? Dal. Abattum, after ba is dal. Abattum. And then after dal, there is ta with tashdid on top. Now because of this ta, the sound of dal will be hidden. Because of ta, the sound of dal will be mahdhuf, will be hidden. So you're not going to read abadetum, abadetum. No. The sound of dal will be hidden. Abattum. That is also something we must always know, because a person might be he will be there reading, looking inside, and he will see dal. So he says, since dal is there, I must read it. But no, the rules, they tell us, no, you don't read it. So it's abattum, abattum, and not abadetum. Wala antum abiduna ma a'bud, a'bud. And the last verse is, lakum dinukum waliyadin. Waliyadin. That ya, the sound of ya must be clear, that ya got fatha, zabar on top. Lakum dinukum waliyadin. Waliya, waliyadin. So those are the common mistakes that we can see in this Surah Al-Kafirun and Surah Al-Nasr. Inshallah, we'll go through again both the surahs, so that we correct the mistakes again. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath wa ra'aytan nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. Fasabbih, not fasabbih, but it's fasabbih. Fasabbih bihamdi rabbika wastaghfir. Innahu kana tawwaba. In Surah Al-Kafirun. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul ya, qul, qaf, not qul. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun, la a'budu ma ta'budun, wa la antum abiduna ma a'bud, a'bud. The sound of ayn must be clear. And a person must see that there's difference between the makhraj of hamza, the pronunciation of hamza, alif, and ayn is different. Wala ana abidum ma abattum, abattum. أَشْهَدْتُمْ وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ قَلْقَلَة. At the end of this verse, there is قَلْقَلَة. وَلَا أَنْتُمْ عَابِدُونَ مَا أَعْبُدُ لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ دِينِ. InshaAllah, I must try to correct those mistakes, but we can read the right way in the proper recitation, inshaAllah. Do small recitation of Ayatul Kursi. That's how we'll close the majlis, inshaAllah.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. La تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العظيم. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.